right for the pin.
Hey, Robert, can you move over a little bit, please?
No, take the middle.
I don't want the middle. Johnny, you move over the middle. I'll go
just
in the
end. Just sit down.
All right. You're going to feel a little man thigh. How does that look? Like
that? Come on! Pull it already.
Hey, boy, shut up, all of you guys.
What? What's wrong?
Nothing. It's... Deborah's not feeling well bio-hormonally.
Oh, got it. The enemy within.
Do me a favor, just don't do it. Don't give her a reason. Be cool, be cool, be cool.
Hey, Ray. These were on top of the hamper. Are they dirty or are they clean?
Yeah, those are dirty.
Oh, they're dirty. Okay. Well, then, Ray, let me enlighten you as to how a hamper works, okay? There's a lid on it, and that lid lifts up. Now, you take your clothes, not your clean clothes, not the clothes you're wearing right now, but your dirty clothes. You lift that lid, you insert the clothes, and you shut that lid.
Yeah, got it.
This is very nice, Ray. Yeah, this is very nice. Pretzel crumbs all over the place.
Yeah, I'm gonna clean those up.
You can...
Okay, see what I'm talking about? Freaking mood swings. They find me chopped up in the freezer. Don't believe the suicide note.
To the bank, all right? Listen, when the buzzer goes off, could you maybe take the clothes out of the dryer?
Yeah, no problem. How long are you going to be?
Why?
Oh, nothing. No, take your time. Yeah. Or hurry back if you want to. It's your choice.
She'd never leave.
Is Deborah aware of how she's coming off to others?
She doesn't hear herself. And then if I bring it up to her, she gets all nuts and denies it. That's the sickness.
You should get her on tape and make her listen to it.
You want to wear a wire? I'll shave you down and hook you up.
Why doesn't she just take something for this?
What you gonna take?
Raymond, have you ever been in a drugstore? Huh? There's a whole wing dedicated to this problem.
Yeah, all right, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do, buy her something? Besides, I wouldn't even know what to get.
Get them all.
Yeah, all right. Just don't worry about me, all right? I'll just ride it out.
You dumb bastard.
What?
Write it out. You put a stop to this now.
All right, Dad. All
right. Let me ask you. She's in a bad mood, what, 2-3 days tops? Not so tough now, right? Pretty soon she's going to get a mood that lasts 5 days. Then it's a week. And before you know it, what used to be a bad mood now takes over and becomes her only mood. And then... Well, then you become like me. Where not a day goes by that I don't wish there was a comet screaming towards Earth to bring me sweet relief.
Yeah.
What's so funny?
Dumb bastard. He's a dumb bastard.
Hey, Banjo Pants. If you're in the mood for some delicious Italian, and I don't mean just me. Big bag of Nemo's takeout.
Wow.
What? I went by and I stopped and I picked up some dinner. I also picked up some after-dinner mints, which for your sake I've already dipped into.
But I have already started dinner, Ray. Why didn't you call me ahead of time?
Who knows? But look, surprise! Garlic bread.
Well, I've made the salad and I've cooked the rice, but... Forget it. We'll eat your food.
Hey,
Fine. I'm sorry. Thanks for the dinner.
Don't worry about it. Look, I know a lot of stuff's going on femininely. No, it's not your fault. I understand that. It's, you know, it's like a Jekyll and Hyde thing. Only more Hyde. If he's the bad one, it was Hyde, right? Whatever, whoever it is, I know it's not you that's yelling at my friends for making a mess or getting all crazy about clothes on the hamper. I know that that's not you. That's Hyde. If he was the bad one. You know what? While I was out today, I got you something. I want to help you feel better, you know, and this should take care of all your symptoms.
Except for bitchy, right, Ray?
What do you mean?
I mean, there's nothing in here for bitchy.
Probably need a prescription for bitchy.
Boy, this is just like you, Ray. Just when I think that you can't be any more insensitive, you rise to the occasion.
Ah, the kid's home yet? I've got cookies.
Oh, Mom, please, just go home. It's not a good time.
It's okay. Now. She can stay if she wants. I'm not afraid if she hears this.
Jekyll would be.
I cannot take this anymore, okay? You make a huge mess. You don't help me at all. You invite your friends over to drive me crazy all day, and all you can think of is, oh, she must have PMS. Let's just load her up with drugs.
No, it's got St. John's warts in it.
I can't believe you. If there's ever anything wrong, it's PMS. Huh? Sometimes I don't know what to do. Sometimes I just want to smack you.
Sorry.
You smacked me.
I know I did. I'm sorry.
What'd you do that for?
It's just that it sounds like you're becoming just like your father.
What are you doing?
I don't know. It's just he was so awful during my ladies' days. Anytime I happened to make a comment about his usual disgusting behavior, he would just blame it on that.
That's what Ray does.
That's what they all do.
What are you talking about? Look, I'm just trying to help.
You should be quiet.
Yes. Yes. Oh, no. He is trying to help. Look what he did. Look what he bought me. Magic pills, huh? Maybe I should try some. Mm-mm. Oh, look. Ray's clothes just flew off the bed and into the hamper. These really work.
Oh, let me have one. Oh, Frank's toenails just crawled right into the garbage can.
What are you doing, Mom? It's me, Rainey.
Raymond, you know that I always let you two fight your own battles. But I can't let you go on with this cycle of your father's imbecility.
I'm out of here.
Oh, come on. Where are you going?
I don't know. Maybe I'll call Amy. Maybe I'll go to the mall, do some shopping.
I'm leaving, too. I'm going to talk to your father.
Yeah. Oh, please, come on. Deborah,
Raymond,
please.
Don't you say one more word or I'm going to send your mother right back in here to smack the crap out of you. Hi.
Oh, you're home. You have a good time?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I told you. I went shopping with Amy.
Shopping? For 5 hours? Where are your shopping bags?
I didn't buy anything. We just walked around for a while. Then we went back to Amy's and just sat around talking, relaxing.
Oh, sitting around talking, relaxing. Hey, you want to hear my evening? I fed the kids dinner. Peanut butter and jelly. Then I gave them a bath because they were covered in peanut butter and jelly. Then I'm mean because I won't let them sleep in a treehouse. And then they went to bed yelling and screaming. So that was my evening. Thank you very much.
Well, that's my evening every night. So.
Oh, don't even! You just wanted me to suffer tonight.
What?
Yes, it's not fair. You get to walk out and do whatever you want, and let's just say it, use your ladies' days as an excuse to treat me rotten every month.
My needing to get out of here once in a while has nothing to do with my ladies' days.
Bull-loney.
What?
Baloney! You want to see? Because I don't care, okay? I don't care anymore. I tried to be nice, and that doesn't work. Here, look at this. You see this day? That's today. Now, this is last month. What a coincidence that on the same day last month, I found my golf clubs upside down in the garbage can. I'm telling you, I'm sick of this, all right? Every month, the same wacko screaming at me for no reason, having meltdowns and crying over nothing. And you won't even admit what it is, and God forbid I should mention what might be the problem. You know what I think? I think that you enjoy your ladies' days because you think I deserve to be treated like this. Oh, look what day it is. Oh, come here, right? Bow, 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 bow. Saving that up. And then after a couple days of that, you're like, oh, sorry, Ray, I was just a little bit, you know. Yeah. And by the way, the next time I used those clubs, I shot a 110, so don't think I don't know you didn't put a curse on them.
You are out of your mind.
No, you are! Once a month! If what I'm saying isn't true, how come you don't treat me like this on all the other days?
I treat you just fine, Ray. You're just mad because you had to spend one lousy night with the kids.
Oh, so you don't get crazy this time of month?
No.
You remain perfectly calm. Don't overreact. Don't treat me meanly or yell at me like a screaming, raving maniac.
No, I do not.
4:38 today. Right when the guys went home.
I told you 8 million times when you empty the dryer, you clean the lint screen. Look at all this lint. What do you like, lint, Ray? Maybe I'll get you some for your birthday. Happy birthday, Ray. Here's your lint.
I just thought you'd, you know, want to hear what you sound like when you're like this. Okay?
You are a gigantic ass!
10:32, gigantic ass. Listen, I'm sorry. I know what it's like to hear yourself on tape. I remember when I heard my first radio interview. First of all, I sounded like Snuffleupagus. I said, do I really sound like that? And Andy said,
oh, would you stop it? I'm not crying because of what I sound like. I'm crying because I'm married to an insensitive derfwad who, instead of trying to make life better for his wife, tape records her so he has proof that she's a terrible person.
What's a derfwad?
What was that tape for the guys, huh? You gotta play it for the guys? Hey, come on, fellas, step right up and listen to the witch who killed my good time.
No, it's just for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's my tape recorder, Ray? Where was my tape recorder when I was in labor with the twins for 36 hours and you were asking the nurse if the TV gets ESPN?
I mean, 36 hours, that's not a short time.
Yeah. Guess what? It's even longer when you're trying to push two human beings out of your body while your husband's going, does this hospital have fudgesicles? Yeah, where's my tape recorder, huh? Or when you ask me why I get so upset because I find your underpants in the kitchen, huh? Or when you start snoring at my grandmother's funeral? Or when you tape a football game over our wedding video?
Do you really need a tape recorder? You seem to remember everything.
Yeah. Everything, and I'm not gonna forget either.
Listen, honey, I think you make some excellent points here, but I can't help wondering that, you know, maybe part of the reason you're so upset right now might possibly be PMS related.
Somebody get me a tape recorder, because I cannot believe you just
said
that.
I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, no kidding.
kidding. Listen, if I had PMS, and I'm not saying that I have, is that how you help me? By taping me? By telling me I have PMS? That doesn't help me, Ray. That doesn't help me.
Well, what do you want me to do? I don't know what to do. Show me what to do. Just draw it out for me.
Have you ever thought about giving me a hug?
A hug?
Yes, a hug. Did you ever think of hugging me, you jerk?
Well, it's pretty hard to hug someone who's trying to kill you.
Yeah, well, it never occurred to you. You've never even tried it before.
Well, look, this is not huggable. This is not Deborah. This is the woman who shows up once a month to rip into me like a monkey on a cupcake. All right, that's it. That's the reason I taped you, so you could hear yourself and maybe admit that there might be a problem that isn't just me being a dork wang or whatever.
Hello. Hi, Amy. Yeah? Yeah? You went back for that dress? How much was it? Oh, you are so bad. Yeah, right. Oh, God, I know. Me too. Oh, God. Okay, well, listen, I'll call you tomorrow, okay? Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Feeling better?
She's so funny.
Yeah, she is. Can we put her number on speed dial?
Listen, Ray, oh, I'm sorry. I guess I am a little, you know.
I didn't want to say anything.
Listen, I don't mean to lay into you like that.
I know.
Come on, sit.
No, it's okay.
Ray. Honey, listen, it's just that, you know, I need a little understanding, just a little caring. I need to know that, you know, if I'm going through a rough time, that you're there for me and that you want to, you know, just take care of me.
I do want to. You're my girl.
I love you, Ray!
Oh, God, you're a mess. Listen, you want to just try those pills that I got you? Because I really just want you to feel better.
Yeah, I know, but I just want you to know that, you know, no pill is going to solve everything.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, do you have any idea what goes on?
Yeah, let me just get them.
I know, but I just, you know, yes, there's all these emotions and feelings.
I know.
But
believe me, listen, I'm very into all of that. Let me get the pills. It's okay. Look, it's for bloating, cramps, and all right there, irritability associated with PMS. We have a winner. Goes great with ginger ale. Okay, here we go. What, hey, come on.
Why don't you just lock me in the attic for a few days?
The hug was your idea! Come on, Comet.
So you think I'm just rude and insensitive? That I'm so tough to live with and you're the queen of Sheba?
Did you ever hear yourself? Well, in case you haven't, here's a little trick that my boy Raymond taught me.
I said, where's my eggs?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here it is.
What? It's just my feet. They're not dirty.
Oh, crap. Hey, where you going? You scared you're going to hear something you don't like?
If I scratch it, it's because it itches.
Tomorrow at 8, Lorelai's met a man that mom can approve of. That is, until Lorelai decides to call it off. An all-new Gilmore Girls, tomorrow at 8, only on the WB 11.